In southern Arizona, the organizers of the so-called Minuteman Project called this past weekend a big success. About 400 citizen volunteers turned out for the start of a month-long stakeout for illegal immigrants. That is far less than organizers of the Minuteman group were predicting, but it was enough for self-appointed border watchers to start their patrols. We appointed NPR's Ted Robbins to report on them.
It's night. About a dozen Minutemen and a few reporters stand near their vehicles parked on dusty, unpaved Borderline Road in the desert west of Douglas, Arizona. The road isn't named Borderline for nothing.
That's Mexico. Right across that fence is Mexico.
Steve Studley is nearly touching the tangled barbed wire separating two countries. He and a friend came from Hobbs, New Mexico, to protest illegal immigration.
I know where I live, there are a lot of illegals. Our hospital is totally overrun taking care of them.
Most Minutemen say they blame the Bush administration and Congress for not controlling the border. Some worry terrorists could cross. Others complain about cheap illegal labor. Still others, like Frank Jorge of Southern California, who legally immigrated from Cuba, says U.S. culture is being eroded.
You go to Los Angeles and you see that we've been diluted. There's just a tremendous subculture of Mexican Americans. No, I'm sorry, not Mexican Americans, illegal Mexicans.
The Minutemen are focusing on a 20-mile stretch of border. Many of them are armed, but say they'll only videotape crossers and call the Border Patrol. Some people who live right on the border, like farmer Terry Garner, say they appreciate the help.
Well, I'm glad they're here to get the attention that I think that it needs here. I mean, everything is just out of control down here.
But other residents are not so welcoming. Mike Anderson is standing by the side of the road outside Bisbee, holding up signs that say, Minutemen, go home.
Other than a few angry white males that have come by and given me the middle finger, it's been almost universally supported. I don't think people in the county want them here.
Pro-immigration activists also held rallies over the weekend, while groups like the ACLU say they'll observe the Minutemen for potential human rights violations. All the attention may be affecting the flow of immigrants. Across the border in Agua Prieta, Mexico, Ismael Morales says he tried to cross for a job in the U.S., but the Border Patrol picked him up twice. It's very difficult to cross here, he says, because of the reinforcing of the border. It's also difficult for the Border Patrol. Spokesman Andy Adame worries the Minutemen may trip sensors along the border and confuse agents.
We're on a higher alert in terms of the fact that our agents are now not only going to encounter illegal aliens in the field, smugglers in the field, but they may run into a civilian or two, unfortunately, out there.
Back out on the line, a Border Patrol SUV approaches, dragging some tires on a chain to smooth the road so the tracks of illegal crossers can be more easily spotted. It kicks up a cloud of dust.
Yeah, he found his tire drag. Wiping out the footprints.
Well, that's one way to get us to go home.
But the Minutemen say they'll stay put for the month of April, then see what effect they had on crossers and on the immigration debate. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Bisbee, Arizona. Thank you.